At the core, this is the announcement, okay?
I'm
this
listening.
Is the announcement.
I'm listening.
Okay. At the core of this fresh and exciting resort is its 50,000 square foot indoor water park, attracting visitors from a 180-mile radius to visit. The water park is not just for overnight guests. It's open to the public, too. The day pass is available for purchase. This ensures that the thrill and joy of the wave are accessible to everyone. The Wave Water Park set to open December of 2025.
You sent this to me. And the reason why I didn't know about it is that you sent this to me yesterday in a link, and all it said was water park.
Yes.
And I couldn't get it to open. And all I kept thinking is this coming to Winnipeg? Like, is this a Winnipeg announcement? I was so pumped. And then you text later and said, I'm just going to leave it for you to find out tomorrow because it was a Facebook link. Like, I pulled over. I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. Winnipeg is finally getting an indoor water park.
Don't settle down now. I told you you'd be elated and enraged. Mackenzie Bratton is communications officer with Epic Companies. Mackenzie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're doing very well. Thanks for being a good sport and hanging out with us for a little bit this morning. Can you please tell Loren where the Wave is being built?
Yes, absolutely. So the Wave Water Park Resort is being built in Fargo, North Dakota. So just a few hours south of you guys.
We can get there. What's the reason why that location has been chosen? Is there demand? Does it have the right demographics? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we expect to pull from about 180-mile radius. Kind of what we're looking at is the Wave Water Park Resort would be the biggest water park in North Dakota, and actually expanding over to the Minneapolis area, all the way over to Montana and into South Sioux Falls area, and then all the way up into Canada. There isn't one of this size and scale, and it's right off the interstate, so a very good location. A big thing about Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, is that it's grown so much. It's been attracting so many visitors. It's the largest city in North Dakota, and it's really easy to get to with location. It's been hosting a ton of tournaments. That's a big part of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're always attracting youth tournaments. They're attracting conventions, and it's just one more thing to kind of up the ante to continue to get people to come to the area, and it boosts a lot of different things, whether it's the hotels, the restaurants, the shopping, economic development. So we're very excited about it. It's been a long time coming and a lot of work to get to this point. The funding for it just got finalized, so we're finally able to start construction on it, and we're looking at about a 2-year plan out from here.
And so congratulations to Fargo on getting this done. I know that there are a lot of local players coming together in order to make this possible, but also this is not like a run-of-the-mill indoor hotel water park. Like, it's big, 50,000 square feet. Can you try and paint a picture for us in terms of the amenities that it will have, Mackenzie?
Yeah, I can definitely try. I will say it's been so hard to explain because when you're thinking about the scale, like the size and scope of everything, it's, you know, we do mixed use buildings has been a big thing of Epic's forte. And we're the first ones to admit we weren't very good at a water park. That wasn't something we've ever done or in our portfolio. So we ended up bringing some consultants in and just kind of decided what would be a good fit for this area and what really would work and what are we looking for. And we're looking at this will be able to hold about 700 plus people at one time. So it's going to be open to the public. We're looking at slides for the adults. We're looking at options for the kids, tubing areas like a ninja cross. It'll have a kids actually arcade space. The hotel connected to it will have about roughly 135 rooms. And the whole plan with that is because there is so many hotels in the nearby area that we wanted those to be able to support it too. And people staying at those hotels be able to come in and utilize the water park. So that's why we chose to do a lesser room so that we were still able to support the rest of the economy around that space as well. The area where the water park's going, it used to be formerly Anderson Softball Field. So there was a bunch of softball fields which actually kind of got dilapidated and weren't taken care of anymore. So when you think of 50,000 square feet, our typical mixed-use building, which is 7 stories tall, and then the footprint of those are anywhere from 15 to 18,000 square feet. So we're looking at 3 of those.
So Mackenzie,
which is
go
large.
Ahead. Yeah, that sounds impressive. And you know, we joked off the top about my excitement for water parks. It is true. Even at my mid 40s, I love a water slide, despite the fact I hurt my tailbone on one in the fall. I still think they're tons of fun. They're really great for all ages, as long as you can figure out a way to, you know, keep yourself moving and not be too tired by the time you get to the top of those stairs. But we have done series in Manitoba on water parks and pools and indoor pools. And the fact that when they can be expensive to run. And if they're run by a city or a municipality, they need subsidies in order for people to afford to go to them. And there's a whole sort of cost measure that has to take effect. So this is a $70 million plus dollar facility. Are there any taxpayer dollars going towards it?
So as of right now, no. This is a private development. So we funded the project through multitude of banks. The North Dakota Commerce Department gave us a loan and also private investment. So that's what is funding this project. It's all private. We haven't asked for any incentives or anything for the project, and we won't because it is a private project. So we've talked to the city before about a couple other projects, but this one is just kind of all on our own. It came about through a venture from a multitude of doctors, actually, and medical staff that were talking about how Fargo has great medical care, and there's a lot of hospitals and facilities here that they come into, but they don't necessarily move their families here. They just don't feel like there's enough to do here. And with the weather being unpredictable this year, besides, we've been unseasonably warm. And so they kind of brought up the fact of a water park, and it's been the talk for a long time. And Fargo's just been doing a bunch of different things with their downtown area redeveloping and the plaza spaces and bringing in different concerts and activities for kids. And this was kind of the next step. And this is what they asked for. And this would make them bring their whole family and live in Fargo and make it home. Because we do have a lot to support them with the good schools, medical care, as I mentioned. And now it's time to up the ante with one more thing.
Yeah, this is just not just a place for people from South Dakota and Manitoba to come and have a good time in Fargo. I see this as being seen as a genuine amenity in marketing Fargo as a place to live. And this is a growing community. Anytime I go to Fargo, I'm blown away at just how much that region changes. Almost, it seems, every time I go, every couple of years or so. And so, Mackenzie, just talk about, before we let you go, water parks overall. This is something, as Loren mentioned, we've been talking about in this market for a long, long time. Does their popularity continue no matter where they are, essentially?
Yes, it seems like that. You know, one thing we found through our research is we thought some of the busiest times of the year would be the winter times when we have snow and it's cold out. But actually, one of the busiest times of the year at a water park is July, which really caught us off guard. And we were like, wow, that's really cool to hear that one of the slower times is kind of that January timeframe. People are after the holidays. And so one of the things that we really want to strive to do is continue to make this water park in use, whether it's during the day, the evening, no matter what time of year it is. And by working with local nonprofits and local organizations, we're going to work to offer reduced passes or free passes, essentially, for them to be able to utilize the water park as well during the day and maybe times that it's less busy, because that is important to us. And it's important for us to keep it continually going. But it truly seems like if you have the right mechanical systems, you built the system right, all the things that we've been looking at over the last few years with the architects and the construction managers, water parks hold their longevity pretty well. They get a little bit run down, but if you have those right things in place and you're constantly, you know, looking into it and have the right people managing it, which we brought in SNL Hospitality out of Wisconsin, and they were actually the founders of the Great Wolf Lodge, so they know what they're doing. We brought them in to help with this project and manage it. It will go far and go a long way. So we are looking forward to kind of seeing that longevity of the project.
Quick question. Have you ever looked north to Winnipeg as another possible destination for a park?
Yeah, you know, we haven't yet. We kind of want to get to one
that
under our
to
belt.
The drawing board after this one, okay?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up right along the border there, Canada-North Dakota border. So I definitely feel that. And we went to Canada often as kids, and we always went to the water park up there, actually, Kenosi. So that's something where I spend a lot of my time doing water parks. So, you know, you never know.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. And is it Brayton or Bratton?
It's Broughton, yes.
Broughton, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for spending some time with us. I suspect we'll be speaking with you as we move towards December 2025 in the grand opening of The Wave in Fargo. We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. Go sure to check out our website, thewavebyepic.com. Head over to our social media page as well. We have The Wave on there if you want to stay up to date with everything going on with the project.
Now you know why Mackenzie's communications officer with Epic Companies.
Yeah, it sounds like you could sell a lot of people. Just for comparison's sake, some of our listeners are asking how this would compare to Edmonton. I believe it's about a quarter of the size, but it's certainly larger than I think anything we have in our vicinity. I'm looking at Portage right now. It has an indoor wave pool and some water slides. That's neat for that city, but I think this sounds great for us.
I think it should push the envelope.